Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Education and Reward Spot. I am your host, Queen B, and I'm back. I never get tired of saying it because it's a blessing to be back. It's a blessing to open your eyes more. It's a blessing to see all around you. It's a blessing to see and touch like grass, trees. Yes, it's a blessing that everything is going on. Even if things aren't going too good in your household, it is a blessing to be back. Not just in this way, but every way. That's what you need to think about this week. Last week we were, you know, around on some of everything. But I want to start off by thanking everyone for listening in. I want to tell everyone of my snoopers, they can still kiss butt. Okay. And I want to go into something real unique. You know, many of us have people that don't like what we do. We can't please everyone. You can't do that. You have to do what you desire to do to accomplish your goals. So what I'm getting to now is people trying to hinder other people from doing what they do or hating on somebody else for doing what they do. So now it's coming to this. Situation one, we have someone in a real nice situation, pushy parents. Okay, your parents weren't really a part of your life when you was a child, but when you get to be an adult, they want to keep up with your every move. So, I mean, let's use Facebook as an example. You have blocked your mother or father from your pages. What you doing? Okay, they go in and they change their name so that they can continue to see what you're doing. You can't walk out of your home for them riding by and asking questions. If you're going to the toilet, well, you should have told me you were going to the toilet. It doesn't work that way. Don't wait until your child gets grown to try to be a parent or to be a nuisance, as I'm talking about. I can give you an example of a name. Let's say Miss Culpepper. Miss Melissa Culpepper has a daughter, and she wants to spy all the time. She realizes she's been blocked. Okay, she goes and changes her name so that she can pull up everything that she did. That is spying. That is stalking. You know, things may have gone bad between her and her daughter or her son that, you know, you're fed up with it. Okay, when a child is grown and you haven't asked that child to forgive for what you have done, and you keep pushing and pushing and aggravating every chance that you get, there's no fixing that relationship. You should leave the child alone. If the child has told you to stay out of her life or his life, you need to do it. Or you need to go and apologize for all that you have done. I know that no one is perfect, and maybe some things the child has done. But this child will act out when they get grown and you keep pushing them. See, that's why many people get hurt. Because there's a lot of pushing going on. You never push anyone because when people get pushed to the limit, there is no telling what they will do. Let's say you have a situation and you have, let's use a whole family, grandchildren, and you have a parent that's trying to rule everything. You're already a grandparent. And you got your mother pushing you, trying to take over because they figure that they can carry the child on their taxes. They can draw money off the child. That is no way to fix anything between you and your child. You need to step off because these days, there's more information out there and more help.
You can run to all the lawyers that you want to in that kind of situation. They're not going to help you when you have senators and higher authority in on the situation. So stop it. It's just an example, people, I wanted to bring up because I know there's a lot of this going on out in the world. Let's talk about, aunts and uncles. An aunt that has her sister's child staying with her. You don't treat her like crap. You don't nag her because the situation I see is really bad. And you're making this child hate you, want to push you away. And they're blabbing it to the world because anyone that will listen, this child is going to let it out. And another thing, it is bad to keep things all bottled up inside. When you do that, it turns to rage. It turns to hatred. See, that's the way Satan uses us. All he uses is that rage and hatred. And you go out and do something that you're sorry for. It's never good to let things stay inside, bottled up, because it builds into a big knot. That heart turns cold. Racism. You want your children to have friends. Now, let's be very careful on this. So I'm not a racist. But let's say black and white, we playing together real good. Okay. Now, everything is done when this particular child goes to visit these other children. It's put on the children of the home. It's put there. And they take the blame and take the blame. They're tearing up these children's toys. I'm not saying black or white. Okay. They're doing stupid stuff around the home. But the owner of the home is sitting on the children that live there. No, that's not right. What are you supposed to do when you're back in the store's home? You come out fighting. And that's normal. You are letting things out. But the one thing you never do is, as an adult, if you have a problem with a child, you go to the adult. You don't go to the child. And you don't go and send someone else who's always there because they're pregnant or whatever the situation may be to go and jump in the middle of it. What purpose do you serve? See, what purpose did that person serve? Is what I'm asking. They serve no purpose. It's none of their business that should be handled between the parents. Another thing I want to speak of, dead frogs appearing in the yard, snakes, and other animals. Frogs can be used for wicked. Frogs, if the proper stuff is put on them and burnt, if it was there for evil, something is going to pop out. Paper, a herb, whatever. The frog should be burnt with these items and carry it far away. Now, when you do this, everything that that person that's written on that paper, if the paper pops up, it's going to happen to them, not you or your loved one. Frogs, you do not play with. Yes, it's pure witchcraft. It's using demonology and all of the work, man. And it's almost used the same way. So be careful when you see these creatures turn on their backs in your yard. Be very careful. Call somebody before you move this animal killed and put it in four corners of the neighborhood. It could be a cat. Let's use cats because most people say cats are evil. Yes, some of them are. And I want to tell you that they are. But, and they can be used to destroy someone, to get someone to move, to make them lose everything. It can be used as revenge. I love cats myself. But I'm very weary of stray animals that come around. And you should be too. Because stray animals can be sent to you for
When you see doves in your yard, I see more than three, and they're taking, like they see things. There's nothing out there that's no face, words, anything that they can eat. But they're taking it, if they're eating, guess what? They are taking the evil that has been put there. Doves are God's birds. The dove was sent from North Ark to find dry land. And these birds should not be killed. These birds should not be injured. They're here to do good. Example, just like I said, they're taking the feet. Okay, another animal. The snake. Now, to see a black snake, I mean all black. Some of them do have a little color under there, like checkerboard or something like that. A black snake is the king of snakes. So what am I about to say? The black snake is the worst. You're in an area where you have never seen anything like that before, and this shows up. That is the worst. You get rid of that snake, and about 2 or 3 weeks, the same kind of snake shows up. That is the worker. It's working to get in it too long here. So, therefore, you need to seek help before it's too late. People, if you are talking to a worker, many of us do enjoy talking to our people. I want to say this. If we tell you you need help, you need help. We may warn you several times and then we turn you loose. But don't wait 6 months to a year when things get real bad to come to us because there's more work on and more things for you to do. Don't think that you're going to go to a worker and have nothing to do. It could be something simple that you're doing. See, the client and the worker has to be in here. They have to work together in here. We take on the toughest thing. I know that I do. I have many different gifts, and I have to take on a lot of things for all of my people. We put our lives on the line for our people. Some of us sit back and watch for a while just to see, you know, how things are going to turn out with you. Because we know that some of you are not doing what you're supposed to do. And just because you spend $10, $40, $50 to a worker, that doesn't mean that you own them. You really owe them. See, if we're good enough to work with you, be good enough to pay us back. And if it's long distance and we have to work hard, don't spend a lot and say it costs $85 to send it out. Oh, my child, I had to send $45. I can send out $50. Oh, Lord, sorry, you said $65. You're killing me with that $5. Let's use the energy to take Chesapeake as an example. Deadly from day one. They may do good in the beginning, but they still want to keep hold of you and get information. You know, that was a situation of one of my co-workers where the client told him that we already knew this, and we made that for him. But I asked this person, and they didn't say the same thing that he did. Your work is shot. Well, we get very angry at work is shot. No two workers work the same. We do not do everything the same. So, if they're like me, they're going to either drop it or change things back the way it was and do not think too hard that we can't do it. You might start seeing arguments in the home. You might start seeing the neighbors taking action a little bit for. You might start seeing a whole lot of stuff that you're not supposed to see.
tell you right now, if you're not serious, leave it alone. Because tampering with us is not a good idea. Like I said, people, tampering with God is not a good idea. Tampering with any kind of man is not a good idea. If you don't know what you're doing, there's going to be a big blow up for you. And I'm telling you, right now, as I use air, a cheesecake, yes, it is. You know, a cheesecake to me is somebody that tries to get over on someone. Someone that thinks they're smart. And telling themselves, oh, yes. You know, the verse that I read to you out of the class, the boldness of this, their boldness to see all that builds their home in the center of the rock. But at the end of that, I will bring you back from there, says the Lord. And it's very true. And that's part of that song like that. People just like that. Yes, God took people like me here for a reason. God took people for a reason. God took Moses here for a reason. There's a reason for everything. I struck a nerve. Okay, I'm still going on. I don't care what you're saying, but people need to know this. Now let's go back into a little bit of ponder. All right, did you know that the Bachelor of Blessings is partly mentioned, but it is used as an attraction, or it's river flower, but when it dries, and we make it into oil, or do what we got to do with it, it's for attraction. Well, for men, that is. The unicorn root still does exist. There's another name for it. All right, the male and female lodestone. Yes, you can use one if you're doing a particular ritual. You're working with guys who do that if they get you to do that. More than likely, the worker would do that. And yet, there's such thing as to see the scandal and the harassment. That's most of the people want these days. You know, you can't just jump in and say, I want sex from this man, or sex from this woman, or I want this woman or man, and you mess up in every other area of your life. It may come to you that it's not going to be a good situation. Until you get everything else cleared up. And watch, and all the workers that may be listening to me, watch those clients that come to you and ask, can they give somebody else your phone number? Watch that. Watch the ones who's always trying to send you another client. Because, number one, they're going to expect a freebie. Oh, isn't it? Okay, they're going to expect a freebie from you. They're going to expect them to be cheap. Yes, they are. And most of the time, you know, with sex, things do get a little bit better for them. Well, not in one case, one lied and said it's in the front, but it didn't get better for her because she's doing something that, again, some of our rules. She's after somebody else's husband. And these men sometimes are after somebody else's wife. And that's not good. And things do not get better. And they told them, I thought, you should feel better. Like, when I tell you this, that means war. That means war right there. We're not really expecting anybody else to call because we have a heavy flow. This time of the year is very busy. And it's not only in most cases. It's with cleansing, removing evil, court cases, you name it, it's there. And I'm one of the ones that handle all kinds of cases, not just most cases. I was to put fair after this. Okay. Let's rise a little bit. I'm happy for the people that want to listen and learn about conjure and magic, rituals, and all of the above. When I'm not happy for the Lord to use Ouija board, I know it's a master without. A Ouija board can be very dangerous. You play with spirit. When you play with spirit, it is very, very dangerous because everything can get out of control. And you can contaminate yourself. And then it takes a time of work to get it off. Steve will call, before it costs too much, I need to go get me a book. Get you a book, dumbass. Get the book, dumbass. And read it. And then try to do that. And when nothing happens, then you sit there and cry about the money that you wasted on the book instead of contacting the work. Yes, I give time to tip. But I give safe time to tip. Time to tip that will help you. I'm not going to give you anything that you're going to go out there and try, and it's going to destroy you. You have problems, true problems here. And when you try to impersonate us and go out there and say, I'm guilty, and you can't, you play with life. And I do not play with anybody's life. And neither the other good ones out here. And there are some good ones. And there are some bad ones. Do you know that I spend time with my clients on the phone or in person? You're supposed to keep the line of communication open. If you don't keep the line of communication open, then how do you know what you're supposed to go back and do? Yes, well, it's friendship. But we know who's a friend, and we know who's not a friend. We know what we're being talked about, and we know what we're not. It's just as simple as that. If you have a worker, and you have a worker listening, you get into their life. But to tell you something, don't betray them, because we can turn at anything. The least little thing we see, we can turn. And be your worst enemy instead of your friend, because we feel that we have been betrayed. Okay. I'm writing to something else. We only have a few minutes. This is a short time. You know, let's figure out a few calls up here. I'm going to explain something. Okay. If my topic is very intense, like this week, last week, the week before last, I would not be clicking anybody on the hair because we have a lot of information and messages to get out here to our people. I would like to go back to know your neighbor, not just in front of you, but behind you too, on the other street too. Well, I'm saying this, please care if they don't care what their kids do. Keep your butt in the house. You don't know what your child is doing when they leave the house. Not unless you're one of them parents that let your child boss you around. You know, there's a bad end to that kind of situation. You know, people that try to do good, the law comes in on their bare heart. But the people that are out here doing nothing, not sending the kids to school, you are not trying to learn them anything. You're sitting there in the line of a witness or tapping into a computer. Those are the ones that get out scot-free. And their children are out there probably doing drugs, prostituting. And prostituting is not always a girl either. Boys do it too. You have to keep a close eye on your children. Because one day, they could end up getting you in trouble. And that's why I make this statement. And I don't make any statement that I don't think. And none of them are about this fiction. This is non-fiction, people. It's a real world. Yes, racism, I'm going back to this, does exist. People try to hide it. Certain people try to hide it. but we can see it. You don't have to be a worker to see that. But when I am seeing, it's going to be the biggest chaos of them all if little things can happen. You think you can do evil things to people and get away with it? I don't think so. So I'm going to come back to you. We have a lot of business because of evil people. And there are some that take evil people on. They don't look into the situation. They listen to these people, and they go out to the end. So all you neighbors just line it up on the street on one side. You're doing evil. You're ordering supplies or church goods and all of the above, the mill company, agronomics. That is supposed to be handled by a worker. And if you're going to have it, you're going to get it. So think about this when you put it in. It backfires in a few days. And the others are sitting back laughing at you because you're making a fool of yourself. Instead of watching what somebody else brings and put at home, you need to get out there and bring things into your home. You need to do something with yourself and your little DDI too. And I'm talking to a certain set of folks, and I was there. Okay, you thinking that the children and neighbors need to look at your kids. You can do that. I'm going to drop that right now. Okay. People are not going to keep backing off when you keep kicking the clock, thinking that you're protected. Some people have big mouths. Oh, I can't go to jail, and that's what's going to happen to me because this family got me up. Oh, I'm suffering. I live this place, and I live that place. You tell them yourself. That gives everybody an opportunity to come down on you like a jackhammer. That is very true information. I don't care how many people call into my show and hang up. If I hold something that's very important, I will not press that button to put you on the show. Now, if you'll be next week, I'm going to put you on the show. But this is very important. Most of you just want to be heard anyway. And you get on there, like the lady did at that time, and you want to keep talking and talking. No, you ask the question, I give you the answer, and you hang up. I bid you good day, and you hang up. You don't keep lingering on. I have to move on. Everybody has to have a chance. That's why I haven't been doing anything, because I said, people, they want to just keep coming and coming to the end of the show. And they really don't have a problem. They don't have a problem, and they're not interested at the time. You didn't know that I could speak on you now. I can do that. I sent you. I feel you. Well, since we're almost at the end of this episode, I am saying that to all of the people that have listened in, I want you to have a great week. I want you to think about everything that I have said this week. To my sister, I hope you found something to go back and learn about. To the one that switched their name, I hope you have something to talk about. I'm sure I'll be here for you. But to all of my loyal people, I thank you and I love you for it. Now, this is a real world of real problems. You wouldn't imagine. You think your problem is sad or somebody else's. It's worse. But we're treading to the end, and I want to say I love you very much, you family, and I'm still very proud of you, and I want you to keep doing what you're doing. Until next week, I love you. Goodbye.